where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Residents may notice periods of increased flaring noise and venting coming from CF Industries today. The Courtright facility had a power outage this morning in one of its production units. Sarnia police are investigating after a garbage truck clipped hydro lines in a neighborhood in Wrights Grove this morning. City police and Blue Water Power responded to Gladys Street following the collision to address the downed lines. The road was closed while crews were making repairs. No injuries were reported. Sarnia's mayor is hoping to get some answers from the county as the city continues to deal with the matter of Rainbow Park. The homeless encampment has prompted lengthy discussions among residents and city council. At its previous meeting, Sarnia City Council voted 5-2 in favor of dissolving the encampment, but agreed to wait until after its May 6th meeting to enforce the action. Mike Bradley wants to know what resources and funding are needed to deal with relocating those at the park to shelters or other accommodations.
Well, it's a difficult situation in that the city has the park. The police are responsible for enforcement of the laws in the community, but the county has the mandate and the money to deal with shelter and the homeless.
Sarnia Police Chief Derek Davis called it a challenging circumstance.
It's something that is beyond the scope of the police in isolation solving. This is definitely something that's going to have to be a collaborative approach at a higher level. We are happy to support and provide information and work with any partners.
In a letter to County Council, Mayor Mike Bradley says, "We all recognize the complexity of this issue and the difficulty of solutions that end up creating other issues." County Council meets in regular session tomorrow morning in Wyoming. A new date has been announced for Kids Fun Fest this summer as a result of road construction in Canaterra Park. Sarnia Parks and Recreation Manager Chrissy Glavin says the event, traditionally held at the beginning of June, will be held the second Saturday of August this year.
Just in light of some roadwork construction happening in there, we wanted to ensure that we could provide the full event within that same park space. So we're just going to move the event to Saturday, August 10th, same location as last year in Canaterra Park.
Road resurfacing work at the park started in mid-April. The 2024 event will still be held from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. as it was in previous years. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, west wind gusting to 40, high of 20. Clearing tonight, some fog patches developing late this evening. West wind gusting to 40, becoming light this evening, a low of 8. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.